The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Climate change wasn't really a part of the 2012 election, so the president surprised many when he promised to deal with global warming in his second inaugural address. Now he's coming out swinging again, charging Republicans with being deaf to the scientific community.
97% of scientists, including, by the way, some who originally disputed the data, have now put that to rest. They've acknowledged the planet is warming and human activity is contributing to it.
Virginia Republicans didn't like that jab.
The president wants to cut off the whole daggone nose. It doesn't make any sense, and it's not based in science as we currently know it.
That's Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith. From his tone, you may be able to tell that he represents coal country in the southwestern part of the Commonwealth. Griffith says the administration ought to be focused on improving so-called clean coal technologies like carbon capture and sequestration, where carbon emissions are stored underground.
That's what the science is telling us we ought to be doing. Instead of putting blanket statements out there that we're going to kill the coal industry, we're going to devastate the economy of Southwest Virginia and the Central Appalachian region. That's what science tells you to do.
The White House hasn't released the exact details of its plan, but the broad outline is something that is sending shivers down the spines of energy executives, the government putting heavy regulations on power plants. Virginia Republican Congressman Randy Forbes says that's going to squeeze this shaky economy even further.
I wish the president would focus on creating jobs instead of destroying jobs.
The reaction from Democrats is more mixed. Throughout their political careers, the Commonwealth's two Democratic senators have walked a thin line between supporting new clean energy technologies and the state's traditional fossil fuel industries. Here's Senator Mark Warner on the president's new initiative.
He's taking some of the steps I agree with, some I don't. But I think we've got to move this debate forward.
Warner adds that the GOP claim that the president is killing the coal industry is wrong.
Coal should be and will continue to be a piece of our energy mix.
The president says because Congress won't address global warming, he's going to. And he says the Clean Air Act gives him unilateral authority to curb emissions. While Virginia Republicans say that new policy is just another executive branch overreach, Senator Tim Kaine says it seems to be within the president's authority.
There's, you know, regulations and executive orders have had a long tradition, and the president, if he acts within those powers, that's what presidents do of both parties.
Even so, Kaine says he's still waiting for specifics before fully backing the administration's effort to curb carbon pollution.
We need to look at the details.
There are different feelings among House Democrats, a chamber that passed a cap-and-trade bill when Democrats were in the majority. With Congress gridlocked, Northern Virginia Congressman Jim Moran says it's good the administration is taking action to curb emissions.
This planet is at risk, and yet people, for their own selfish financial interests, are determined to do everything they can to block this country from acting responsibly in the face of such a crisis.
For now, it's a waiting game as the Obama administration crafts the details of its new policy to combat global warming. In the meantime, Virginia's energy producers and many Republicans are angry, bracing, and trying to figure out what the new world of U.S. energy policy will look like. I'm Matt Laszlo.